girl earlier, who interviewee earlier, and she told young girl, and she told me that she was told by the counsellor at school or something that it is okay to self harm. It's okay to cut yourself. Don't
You're
feel bad
joking.
About it. Don't wow. feel bad about it. Like, what?
Jesus God. Yeah, yeah. Well, it is. Yeah, it's kind of. And you know, I don't want to. There's a lot of theories over what's happening, but I don't think that the James Lindsay theory, whereby he says that his theory is basically that a lot of left wingers got bored waiting for the proletariat to wake up to the joys of revolution and decided to skip them entirely and just start conditioning people in the classroom and teachers, like the amount of teachers coming out with this stuff, it's really frightening what's happened to the teaching profession.
Well, the teaching profession has collapsed in prestige. When it collapses in prestige, possibly in part because it's been taken over by women. When things get taken over by women, they collapse in prestige, then lower quality people go there. I mean, my RE teacher at school, he was from Limerick, Mr. Sutton. Mm. He had a master's degree from University College London, trained to be a Catholic priest in South Africa, fell in love with a Cape Cod girl, came back, was an RE teacher, very clever guy, could have been a professor or whatever, but it was in teaching. People like that don't go to teaching anymore.
Yeah.
It's
well, why would you go into teaching? It's kind of unrewarding and I don't know. I understand that argument. Clearly I couldn't possibly agree with it. Considering how many women would be angry with me,
the fact that people are angry with you doesn't mean it's not an accurate interpretation of the situation.
No, absolutely, it is.
And
it
equally,
is.
You could argue. I mean, I know you've a lot of feminist people, Posy Parker or whatever, that you take on your side and so forth, and very good. But I suppose one could argue that women are more interested in harm avoidance and equality than men, and they're more socially conformist. They're more care about feelings and people, and they're more socially conformist. Mm-hmm. So couldn't you argue that the fact that it's got this far, that we can't even say to a deluded person, you are not the thing you say you are, is a consequence of this promotion of feelings,
yeah,
which is a female thing,
sure,
above all else?
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely an argument to be made. And also, I do think that the particular form of harassment and bullying that comes out of social justice as a movement has a kind of feminine quality. It's very much being placed on the outside of the group, silencing.
Excluded from the little gang.
Excluded from various little gangs, yeah. So it's it does have some certain female qualities. I always say the thing about this movement, and I mean the trans movement, you know, the social justice movement as it goes into the trans issue, is that while it benefits men the most, it seems to be driven by a lot of women, you know. Mm. And it's very disturbing that so many women are complicit in their own destruction.
You argue, and that's an interesting point, Graham, because couldn't you argue, if we, let's go back to... one thing I was going to wonder, actually, was I wonder if, you know, this period of the 60s to the whatever that was a creative, presumably that happened in Ireland a bit later.
Yes, everything happened in Ireland a little
so
bit later.
So the creative later. Period started maybe in the 80s.
Maybe, yeah, absolutely. And then Bono, yeah, U2 and stuff like that, I guess. U2 and all that type of thing was kind of Ireland's, you know, entry into the kind of modern world in a weird way.
But
you know?
Then you've hit back by being more woke than the British. Is this some sort of attempt to outdo the British in morality?
It's I think you see the same thing happening in Scotland. It's a knee-jerk reaction against the UK. I remember once when there were British feminists trying to fight this stuff, a bunch of Irish lib femmes, I believe the term is, or intersectional feminists, wrote this letter talking about how these British feminists were a disgrace and so on, you know. And I've literally see people saying, oh, you're being influenced by Brits, or you're being influenced by Yanks, or whatever it happens to be. And it's exactly what the Catholic Church used to do. The Catholic Church used to, you know, priests used to regularly make sermons about trying to ignore the pernicious satanic influence of UK media, and you know, and
I had this friend of mine at university, and I went and stayed at his parents' place in Galway, and the mother was British, the father was European, and so they were, when he turned up at the school, he was had an English accent, and apparently there had been some incident with some other boy, and the mother said, well, that other boy that said this is lying. And he said to the mother, who's English, no, Irish boys don't lie.
Yeah.
So that's the thing though about the women being in, because it was in many ways it was the women, the church ladies, that were pushing the last system of dogma, where it gets to a point where, you know, your kid has to be adopted because he's a product of an affair or whatever.
Yeah. And then, you know, there were always willing accomplices at other times of. You know, women being stepped on, you know, like I always think of the women who helped force feed the suffragettes and the nuns who worked in the Magdalene laundries and so on, you know. And I think there's a certain kind of feeling of pure goodness that motivates sadism sometimes, you know. And I see that a lot in this movement, a very, very kind of, you can almost see them feeling they're lit up by their own kind of intolerance of people like me, you know?
It's righteous anger. They have righteous. The right to hate because you're evil.
Yes, they've, and you know, that's the other thing that I was constantly trying to warn people about with this movement. It was like, wait, you've got a movement that's full of people who are at the very least troubled, right? And you're telling them that feminists who want basic, you know, protections for their sex hate them and want them to die, you know. What a ridiculously dangerous thing to say to a group of, you know, already vulnerable people.
We are marginalized. I had this with my paper. You're not marginalized. You're in the newspapers all the time.
Yeah.
People can be sacked or cancelled, completely cancelled. I know a chap who he can't, no bookshop in the country, even though he's got a book with a major publisher, will allow him to have a book signing simply because they're concerned that transsexuals will turn up and protest because he has said that he agrees with you.
Really? Who was that?
Andrew Gold.
Andrew Gold, I know that name.
He's an interesting chap, young, interesting guy. He's got a YouTube channel. I've just been on there.
Andrew, yeah. Heretics.
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, Andrew, of course. I know Andrew well.
Because he said he agrees with that viewpoint, that's it. He can't get book signings, no way.
Yeah.
So the idea that they're persecuted, no, they're not. They're lauded.
Yeah. It's like what other movement has achieved so much in such a short space of time, right? It's come from nowhere, and suddenly we have the whole of society is being fit around them.
For the sake of about 0.5% of the society, and then plus those that happen to... It then creates this hysteria, though, where you feel a bit weird and a bit of an outcast. How could you gain social status? Oh, you can assert that you're trans.
Mm.
Even though you're not really, you just identify as it. I mean...
There's so many people who are, like, you know, again, in the early days when we began to talk about this issue, one of the things that was hard to get across to people is that we're not talking about transsexuals here. We're not talking about people who've had an operation. We're talking about people who say they're going to have an operation and never get around to it, you know? We're talking about people who don't have dysphoria, you know? We're talking about various different forms of people who've realized that it's a ticket, you know? It's a very, very valuable ticket.
It's a correlation with narcissism. It's a way of making people bow down to you if they're prepared to say, black is white.
Yeah.
I'm so frightened of you, and I so accept your dominance over me that I'm prepared to say, black is white because it pleases you.
Absolutely. And not just that, but they're literally erasing words like mother and woman from, for instance, NHS documents, you know? Like, it's one thing to say black is white, but it's another thing to remove a word like mother from the English language, you know, which connects us not just to our own mothers, but to every human being who's ever lived. You know, it's an act of great violence to sever those words
God
from us.
God created man and he created woman and demigender and trans and rainbow.